New York is fucking back, son. Bro, I'm not from New York or nothing like that. I'm not saying I am. I'm not repping New York. But New York is such a fucking mindset, you know? New York is where, you know, a lot of people went to try and go make it or whatever, you know? Kind of like Hollywood, but New York is like another one of those places, you know, another place you could go to. And I am having trouble with my fucking mic stand. I'm about to fucking crash out. New York used to be that fucking place, man, I feel like. And then liberal people usually do, you know, you can only go so far in the creative arts and you'll find yourself in front of politicized society where everything has to be one way or another, when at the end of the day it doesn't fucking matter, you know. But New York is so fucking back, dude. I wanted to talk about Luigi Mangione. I believe that's how you say his name. If I'm butchering that, I'm sorry, dude. We're just gonna call him Luigi. Luigi fucking shot and killed a CEO in Manhattan, United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, and nobody's upset, man. Nobody's really upset, dude. Right now they're trying to make it seem like it's crazy that what the media will do. They're still trying to keep us separated. They're still trying to keep us, you know, I read an article the other day. It said the left is supporting a, mass or like a killer, you know. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about, dog? No, the working class is standing up and they're finally doing something about it. Not that this kid was the working class. I don't think he was the working class. I think he's somebody that got fucked over, or maybe he knew somebody that got fucked over and he had enough of it. You know, maybe he crashed out, dog. He fucking crashed out. That's what he did. It was crash out city in New York, Manhattan, when he gunned them down three fucking times like a savage. I'm not even mad at Luigi, bro. And a lot of people aren't even mad, man. Like, it's not a left or right thing. It's just the working class has finally had enough. And that's basically what happens whenever, you know, corporations step on people for such a long time. People just crash out. And this is what you'll get. You'll get a lot of things like this. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't think it's... I think what I really think, and it's probably going to sound shitty, but it's true. I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong at fucking all, dude. I don't think that we need to kill to make change. But sometimes I feel like you have to, man. And nobody can fucking sit there and tell me, oh, dude, no, you're way out of your fucking mind. Countries have done this for hundreds of years, man. Like, war is something that we have done for such a long time. People die in war all the time. We have been a civilization of violence. We are just violent people. And those people that are like, no, we're lovers or whatever, we're meant to be lovers. No, I agree with you. I think the answer is love. But until something changes, love isn't even in the equation, dog. Like, you can't fucking, you can't live like a fucking slave and expect people, you can't treat people like slaves and expect to not get fucking one or two motherfuckers trying to like get at you, you know, like maybe one or two is trying to get at you, bro. And I basically said the same thing about the presidential assassination and whatnot. And I don't think, like, goddamn, dude, like somebody shot at Trump and it was just as bad as this guy, you know, like this guy Luigi. Like, is he wrong? I don't know. If Trump would have died, let's just say Trump would have got shot and killed, I would have been like, damn, dude, like that fucking sucks, man. Like, that fucking sucks. And if someone got pushed to that point, or maybe this guy's a CIA operated, like, I don't fucking know, dude. We don't know, you know. This is just media feeding us bullshit at the end of the day, dude. And I'm just giving my side of the story, dude, because like, I don't think Luigi Mangione is a fucking villain. I don't think he's a hero. I think he is somebody that finally had enough. Some people are calling him a hero, and I think if you were to ask me, like, if I had to pick and choose, like, no, you have to pick or choose, I'm going to say that he's a hero every time, because, you know, I do think that at some point you have to take a stand, and people are going to die, man. You know, people are going to die left and like, it is what it is, dog. And I think that when people have had finally have enough, I'm not saying murder is great, dude. This wasn't a murder. This was a 100% assassination. You know, the government does them all the time. And then whenever one of them is finally hit, something's going to be done about it. Can we talk about the school shooting that happened today, by the way? No one's fucking talking about that. Like, I saw it, but no one gives a fuck, dude. People are still reading this fucking Luigi guy and then the Daniel Perry guy, but no one's talking about the school shootings that still happen all the fucking time. And I'm not saying lock up the guns. That's not going to fucking work, dude. Like, we need actual change, bro. If there was some armed motherfuckers at the school, I promise you that shit probably wouldn't happen, bro. If we had like a fucking SEAL Team 6 at every fucking school, man, just suited and booted, ready to rock, that shit wouldn't happen, bro. Like, that shit would be minimized. How do you treat violence, man? Sometimes you got to treat violence with fucking violence, and that's just the reality of life. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a fucking red-pilled motherfucker now, aren't I? I'm a red-pilled motherfucker. Daniel Penny is the guest of Trump and Vance at this football game. I think it was the Navy versus Army game. And when I saw this, actually, I was like, dude, I'm actually impressed that he was there. And I mean, he was, I believe Penny was a U.S. Marine. And, you know, I'm not mad at it. It is what it is, obviously. I don't think he's wrong either, man. I don't think he's wrong. I've literally stopped judging grown adults for killing other grown adults. Like, I get it. I finally fucking get it, man. And so I'm not saying I want to kill somebody, bro, but I'm saying, like, if you push somebody enough for them to want to kill you, what did you do? What did you do? Are you going to self-assess and be like, bro, I just got fucking, you know, I just got killed. Like, why did I get killed, man? You know, I feel like that's what my soul, bro. I'd be like, dude, why did I just die? Like, why did this guy just fucking kill me? Was I being an asshole? Or was he just mugging me? You know, if that's different, that's fucking different, bro. If he's just for doing it for like financial gain or whatever, you know, just making it another day in the fucking city. I don't know, dude. I don't think he's right. I don't think he's wrong. I think he's more right than wrong, if that makes sense. But, yeah, I don't know, dude. Crazy shit. Crazy shit's going all over the fucking world, man. These drones. I don't know exactly. I haven't really gotten too deep into it because I'm actually, when I think about things like this, I actually get a little terrified because it's just like the fucking drones, bro. Like, these fucking UFOs and shit, bro. It's always been like something that's been looming in this country, you know, and it feels like, I don't know, maybe it's just the media feeding us bullshit, bro. It could always be that. It could always be the media just telling us this shit. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm just like reading it and telling you what I feel. Yeah, dude, drones in fucking New Jersey, dog. And people are like, oh, these fucking drones are from Iran. These damn Iranian drones are all over New Jersey and they're going to bomb us. Brother, you know, if that was over my house, I'd shoot that drone down. Boy, I tell you what, if that drone was over my house, I'd shoot it down. You hear me, boy? We don't play them fucking games down here in the South. You come down here with your goddamn China drone, we're going to fucking blow it out of the goddamn air. And I ain't playing around when I say that shit. I will blow your fucking Iranian drone down if you come over my house, boy. I'm telling you. I am not scared of you, boys. I will blow your shit down and send it to you USPS, baby. That's what I'm fucking talking about. I'll send it to you via the fucking United States Postal Service. I will fucking send it to you in pieces. Smithereens. Those people, you know. And then they're like trying to shoot it with a shotgun. I'm like, bro, what? What? Anyhow, I don't know what the fuck just happened there. But New Jersey, dude, people over there, they really don't have guns like that. I've seen a couple videos of, I don't know if maybe they were recreating this for clout or whatnot. And that's what I hate about the internet now. Like, people are not creating. And I get it if it's memes and whatnot, like if you repost or whatever. I understand. But no one's really creating original content, man. Everything is like, oh, I'm going to manipulate me. Hey, bro, go get your drone. I'm going to get my gun. And we're going to make a video and capitalize off this shit. You know, like, there's a lot of shit like that going on now. Premeditated videos, like, nothing is really, like, maybe I'm just looking for satisfaction or whatnot, like, live shit. But nothing, I feel like no one's really sitting down and saying, this is what I fucking think. And I don't fucking know, man. Maybe I'm just nuts. But yeah, these drones are pretty fucking scary, dude, because I don't know a lot about drones, but I do know one thing. Those propeller drones, they cannot fly very far. At least I've seen some quacky videos. I'm not going to lie. I've seen some quacky videos on X. A lot of it looks, honestly, I'm not even going to lie, it looks like AI. It looks like people have ran the footage through some type of AI and they're doing something in the sky and it doesn't even look real, dude. I don't even know what to believe anymore. Every time I see a video, I'm like, is this AI? What is going on? Is this even real? Are we even real? What is going on, dude? And I get in my head and I go in this little tiny car. It's like a little, it's like one of those smart cars, you know, and I get in it. And I'm in there like the Mr. Incredible when he was on his way to work in his tiny fucking car and he hated his life. And I'm in there and I'm driving and I'm just going as fast as I fucking can. And I have a blowout and I'm taking a turn going like too fast, like 75 miles an hour. And then I just flip it, you know, and I'm not wearing my seatbelt because it just doesn't work, you know. It doesn't work. It doesn't click. Like, it doesn't lock. And I get ejected, and then that's that, you know? But I don't even know where I was. Yeah, man. Drones are scary, dude, and I don't want to think about it. I've had a pretty bad experience with an alien, and I don't... It's really hard talking about this, man, because, like, I basically got molested by an alien, man, and... It's really hard for me to talk about it because it happened such a long time ago and it's something that's really deep inside. Just think, man, just fucking bringing it up really just strikes a chord. And, you know, it wasn't great, you know, being touched by an alien. This fucking guy, man, Venezuelans, dude, like, Venezuelans are the fucking worst, dude. They'll fucking touch you and, like, in parts that you don't want to be touched. And you just got to be aware of your surroundings, you know, and it's not good. But, man, oh, man. That was fucking rough. What do I got here? Deny, defy, depose, the book. And yeah, I think that's what that Luigi guy had on his shell casings in his gun. That's fucking savage, dude. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty hardcore. When that came out, I was like, yeah, that guy's a winner. I was like, that guy's a professional. He's not going to get caught. And then he got caught. But who really knows at the end of the day, you know, like, this guy could have been, he could be getting set up. Who fucking knows the real fucking deal, dude? I don't think we'll ever know. I just think it's funny, you know, Brian Thompson, obviously the guy's dead. He had a family. That sucks, but I feel like if I ever became a CEO of a half of a $1 trillion company and I would just think in my head, there's no way I don't have enemies, you know, there's no way that somebody out, like, no one fucking, I'm not loved basically, you know, and I'm going to try to take precautions. I'm definitely going to get some security. Cause you can get got, dude. You're fucking, you're running almost a $1 trillion company, dude. It's like $500 billion company, dog. That's a big company, you know, and it's not in kids' toys or whatever, dude. You're fucking selling people pharmaceuticals. You're denying claims. You're suing people left and right because some bullshit, you know. You're tied in with the hospital, so really, you're probably worth more than whatever they're saying you guys are worth. You know, I feel like a lot of the times with these companies, they're like, we're worth, like, bro, I'm pretty sure these companies are worth more than Apple and fucking Google and Facebook and Tesla combined. They're probably $1 trillion companies, but if we found out how much they really were, we would revolt and we would realize that the scheme that they created to basically keep us sick, it's a system. It's like prison. It's like the prison system, you know, like once you're in, very hard to get out. The health system is basically the same way. You know, you get sick because they feed us bullshit. The poorer you are, the poorer you eat, poor nutrition, poor diet. I mean, education has a lot to do with it, but I definitely get some kind of cancer, bro. I'm filling up my goddamn coffee machine from the faucet. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a shit. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying what it is. I'm telling you the truth. And we know there's fluoride in the water, dog. Like, we know. What am I going to do about it? I'm not going to go kill the guy that fucking put fluoride in the water. One, I don't give a shit that much, you know. Like, yeah, they're fucking us. They're fucking us pretty good. Do I get upset? Yeah. Yeah, there's microplastics in my fucking water. Do I get upset? Sure, but what am I going to do? Not drink water? It's like the gas situation, dude. Like, what are you going to do? Not get gas? Like, you got to go to work, dog. You got to drink water. You got to eat. There's already microplastics and everything. So what are you going to do? Like, accept it. You're going to accept reality. And it's, you're not, you know, it's not going to get better. It's never going to get better. It's like, inflation. It's never going to get better. Everything's always going to go up. It's going to lead into something that, one day it's going to be dystopian. It's going to be a dystopian nightmare, but it's going to be okay. You're going to accept it. You're going to realize that, hey, at least I'm alive. You know, I'm alive. That's basically it. And it's going to be something crazy. And I can't wait, man, because I know that I'm going to be there. Going to be equally as upset, but I'm still going to be fucking going, dude. Still creating shareholder value, man. That's what we do. Because that's just what we do, man. But yeah, dude, these drones are fucking scary, dog. A lot of people have said that they're definitely... I think if you're asking me, I'm going to say they are ours. Like, they're the military's, or maybe not even military. They're probably some sort of defense department. They're probably using these to research or to look for something. They're flying them at night, you know. I feel like you don't fly a drone at night unless you have some type of thermal or heat sensor, something, you know. You're looking for something. I just think it's, pretty weird though, because, like, man, if you're flying drones at night and no one's saying, like, shit, you're going to be like, okay, what's going on at night? You know, like, what the fuck is it out in the sky? Like, don't keep people wondering, like, tell them the truth. Be like, hey, we're looking for things, you know, we're doing research. At least lie to us halfway. Don't just say, no, they're not ours. Cause then that makes it look like it's an external threat and people get anxious. And maybe it is an external threat. We don't fucking know that, you know, but I'd rather be lied to and kind of manipulated a little bit. Like, tell me something at least, you know, don't just fucking not say anything. Yeah, I don't know, dude. Hmm. I was going to say something and I totally forgot. Before I took a drink of this, a swig of this beer, I was going to say something insightful, but it slipped my mind as this nice cold beer fucking went down my throat to my fucking garganta is what it's called in Spanish, throat. And that shit was nice and cold and it hit the spot. All right, what else is going on out there, man? We already talked about Trump. We already talked about Elon. Mm-hmm. I basically said we were all slaves. You know, and it's kind of a shitty thing to say because I feel like we are slaves in a sense, but not like we're like modern, if that makes sense, like modern age sweat. Like, yeah, bro, we can go to the park and shit. Like, we can get in our car and go to the park. But there's definitely, we're definitely told stories and we're told maybe how to act or maybe how to think or maybe how things should be. It's, everyone's always giving their opinion. That's all it is at the end of the day, is a fucking opinion, dude. I don't know what we're doing. I don't think we were supposed to go this far, man, if I'm being honest. I don't think we were supposed to make it this far. And we've kind of surprised ourselves because we're here and we're like, wait a minute. It's like when a baby begins to walk, you know, it's like, wait a minute. Like, what is, like, I can do this, you know, like I can fucking live and I can, you know, do my taxes and I can do little things, but this is just like the United States culture, you know. If you're in a fucking third world country, God bless you or whatever. But if you're getting blown up, like there's kids, you know, it's a different perspective. Kids getting blown up in other countries and shit, like that shit sucks, dog. And yeah, I don't even like that's crazy, man. And I don't even know where to begin with that. Like, obviously, stop. Like, can we just stop for one day? Can we just stop? They say they're like, oh, there's a ceasefire for 3 days. I'm like, dude, why can't you just fucking stop? Why can't you just stop forever? Like, hey, dude, you know, you're blowing our children up and they're forever, like the ones that make it are forever going to hold a grudge. And this is how we stay in war, is by creating hate and division, separation. You know, I mean, that's an external war. I think what the United States is battling is an internal war, because we're just going at each other all the time, dude. No one can accept the fact that maybe you might be wrong, or maybe you're right, but you don't know how to explain it. It's all about how I feel, and it's never about, hey, maybe how do you feel, you know? But fuck it, bro. It's the United States. We fucking ball like that, dog. Like, that you can't get to the top without being a mean motherfucker sometimes, you know? You can't go to the next level without being selfish sometimes. You got to fucking be a little selfish sometimes. You got to be a little cocky. Sometimes you got to fucking carry yourself with some swag. And you got to fucking live, all right? You got to live a little bit. And you got to fucking smell nice and look good. And you got to fuck good. And my Uncle Vinny, one day, he took me in a Buick and he drove me around the corner and he was telling me about this one time how he saw his ex-wife, Daisy, walking on the side of the road. And he told me to take the wheel and so I took the wheel and he reached to the back and got a Louisville Slug out. And he said, keep her steady. And I was like, what do you mean? And this motherfucker, we pulled up right beside Daisy and he hit her with a Louisville Slugger in a fucking back. And that bitch fell her fucking knees. And then he got out and he bashed her fucking skull in. He fucking bashed her skull in. Can you believe that? Anyhow. Yeah, dude. Slaves are fucking crazy, dude. Maybe we're all slaves to something and we don't know it. Who fucking really knows, dude? We're in a simulation, I think. I'll forever think that at the end of the day. You know, I'm still going to say a prayer every now and then because I think I'm pretty sure God's real. I don't know. But I still think we're in a simulation somehow, you know? Can I believe in both? Can I be like, there's like an e-god out there or whatever, you know? He's like a fucking, he's wearing his Doc Martens and whatnot. And he's pretty chill, actually. But he's been like out and about that he forgot to take. He was like, oh shit, I forgot to check up on Earth, guys. Ha ha ha. Oh shit, they're not doing so good, man. Like, maybe I should bless them or something. Like, spend some a little blessing in disguise. And he's just a chill guy, you know? Like, I feel like Jesus is a real chill guy. Jesus is a fucking chill ass name, dude. I don't know what people are talking about. Jesus is a chill name. And maybe he's a chill guy. And I don't fucking know what I'm saying, dude. I'm so stomped right now, dog. I miss the days where it was blacks only and whites only. That's right. I said it. We only had two problems in America. There was the blacks only and the whites only. We didn't have all this Mexicans and stuff. We didn't have none of that. Matter of fact, if you saw a Mexican, you never saw him anywhere but working, you know? You never saw him in the grocery store. You never saw him. They weren't no bother. They were never in your way. They'd always be working and whatnot, just slaving away, building houses and stuff, you know? They never got in the way. You never saw them out in public. You never saw a Mexican at the park, you know? You never saw a Mexican at the lake or at the beach. You'd always see them working because they were working all the time. Little work machines, basically. But yeah, man, the only color you'd see out there back in my day was probably Venezuelan. That boy was bound to rape you. I'm telling you, one time he took me, and I didn't like it very much, to be honest with you. I think it was a bit, you know, on a short side of stick, but he tried. Little guy really tried, man. That little Venezuelan really got on me, and he really started getting on me, you know, but he couldn't really take me because I've been took before, and that really didn't feel very good. I'll tell you what, man. I couldn't sit down for 2 weeks straight. And one time, I mean, goddamn, I got tore up so fucking good. It's back in 2006 in the back of my minivan. I had an Oldsmobile minivan. And I'll tell you what, man. We were at this fucking Kansas City Chiefs game. And this guy just tore my ass up, man. I couldn't take it no more. But you know what? This little Venezuelan guy, I was like a little snail in there. You know, it was like a little, like, hey, are you even in there, man? I almost called him Gary the Snail or something. I don't even know what his name was. I just called him Gary the Snail because I didn't know what his name was, man. I'll tell you what, that boy was not, I was like, man, did you stick your pinky in there or something, boy? What are you doing? We definitely got some sleeper cell agents in this country, I think. Probably like a billion. You know, I don't even know how many fucking people are in this country, like more than 300 million people, right? So there's definitely, I'd say, out of those people, there's probably maybe more than 1,000 sleeper agents in this country. And that alone is insanely scary. That's a lot of people to be like on the opposite side of what American nationalism is, or whatever the fuck, you know, our values, whatever the fuck that means anymore. I don't know if like old values are even being held up, bro. Like, I don't even know none of this shit. Hold on. I got to restart my camera, man. Cause it's one of them fucking crazy cameras actually, man. I don't even know. Hold on. Got to make sure this shit's good. Boy, I'd hate if my camera went out. I'm not completely against murder, assassination specifically. Shut down a Pentagon. Yeah, I agree with that. Some people are out here saying that we should shut down the Pentagon, and maybe we should. I don't know, man, to be honest with you, because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you no, because I feel like the Pentagon is definitely one of those things that needs to be abolished. I don't even know what they do, man. They just lose a fuckload of money, I think, all the time. It's like the Pentagon fails their seventh audit or whatever, and it's like they lose like $7 billion or whatever, like $70 billion, and no one knows where it's at, and they're just like, we don't know where it's at, you know? And then all the people, like, you see the people, and they're like fat as shit, and they probably drive really nice vehicles and live in really nice places, and their bank accounts are stacked. Their bank accounts are fat as shit, man. And they're just killing, man. They're making a fucking killing, dude. Yeah, I think we need to get rid of those people, maybe, and maybe just fucking implement a new system. Let's maybe AI run it a little bit. That's not a bad idea. At this point, I'd rather take AI rather than these fat asses motherfuckers, dude, just sitting on their asses, not doing a goddamn thing. Man, at least like 50%, like try 50% or something, dog. Like, they're not even trying, I feel like. People that have government jobs do not give a fuck. And it goes down to, I know I was just bragging earlier about the United States Postal Service, and those are really, those are the people holding down, like, those are the fucking, that's like the one guy trying to fucking push a rock up Sisyphus, you know, the myth of Sisyphus. And he's trying to push the rock up. That's fucking, oh, what happened to my camera, dude? Hold on. God damn it. Bro, that is such a fucking tragedy, dog. My fucking camera wasn't even on, dog. And how am I gonna make TikTok clips if I don't have my fucking footage? Oh my god, my fucking camera just gave out, dog, because it's like a fucking goddamn one of those camcorders and fucking guy in fucking China. I got a fucking China camera and it's fucking me up. That's the last time I buy a fucking Sony. Just kidding, dude. Sony makes really good shit. It's just, this camera, dude, I think it overheated. It's not the first time that it's overheated, and it's not the first time, that I just stopped recording like that. I think it might be time for a new one. Who knows, dude? I don't fucking know. Sometimes it's, like, really good, and then this is like the third time ever it's ever shut down like this, and I fucking hate it. It's done it before, and it's such a tragedy. But if it stops again, I'm definitely gonna have to kill myself on air. But I'm not gonna kill myself. That'd be fucking crazy. That'd be nuts if I ended my life on air. All right. Well, time to end my life on air. What was I talking about? Yeah, the United States Postal Service. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry that I got off topic. Just my camera shit really was pissing me off. Time for a new one, I think, maybe down the line. Yeah, the myth of Sisyphus, bro. Like, the United States Postal Service, those motherfuckers are holding that bitch up, dog. They're holding this government up. They're the only ones that are reliable. They're the only ones that we know can get the job. Internal temperature high, allow it to cool. You know what? What's going on with this shit, dog? I'm about to actually fucking freak the fuck out. I'm about to have a goddamn teenage meltdown. Oh my god. Can you believe it? I'm about to have a goddamn meltdown. It's actually really warm. What the hell's going on? Is my fucking battery? What is going on? I did fucking leave this bitch open once, bro. Battery. I'm bringing it to you fucking live, diagnosing my camera on the pod like a fucking Scrooge. And you know what? And I don't even fucking give a fuck. Oh, there it is. It's back on. Hold on. this is gonna suck editing, dog. The audio, I don't give a fuck because it's raw. But the videos, dog, like the fucking am I even recording? Hold on. Yeah, the video's gonna be a bitch, dog, but get the Pentagon the fuck out of here, man. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't know what the fuck they are doing, son. They don't fucking know. We hit Luigi in the fucking back with a hammer. You know my cousin Luigi? He's the one that fucking killed that one guy, that one CEO. My cousin Luigi. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the wage gap and salary between men and women. And a lot of people actually don't know this, but this is true. You can look it up. Or you could just take my sound opinion. It's not really an opinion, it's a fact. A lot of people didn't know this, but the reason why there is a discrepancy or like a huge, you know, imbalance, may I say, in the wage gap salary between men and women is because women do not have deep pockets, you know? Like if you were to reach in a woman's jean pocket, bro, it's like 2 inches long. Bro, what am I doing? What's in here? You know, what the fuck's in here, dog? It's like, what the hell? Can't even fucking put your keys in there. Couldn't put anything in that pocket, dog. You couldn't even put a fucking quarter. Couldn't put a quarter in that pocket. And if you did, it would fall out like 30 minutes later because it's just not possible. But a man's pockets, they got some really, really, really deep pockets, man. One time I had a pair of jeans, bro, and I had a hole in that pocket. And I was like putting shit in there, bro. I was like, why is my fucking camera still shutting down? I'm about to have a teenage meltdown. Oh my God. All right, I'm just going to shut it off, dude. I'm going to fucking raw dog it. No camera. No camera, man. Ain't no motherfucking face. No face. That's going to be the name of this. Anyhow. God, dude, that's really pissing me off, dude. It sucks, but that camera's old as shit, dude, and I'm really happy it's made it this far. If this is the end, it served me great. It served me good. I don't think it is, bro. I think it's just acting up. It is a little warm in here. It's just been warm. Like I'm pretty sure my heater's still on, and it's 60 degrees outside. That's how warm it is in here. I got to get on that. It was like fucking 20 degrees or some shit a couple weeks ago. Now it's like 60 degrees, bro. It's not even funny, the shit that's going on. The weather change and shit like that. It's not even funny, bro. It's fucking diabolical, really. If Jews really control the weather, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know? What was I talking before my camera? I was talking about something before my camera died. And I just can't get it back. I just can't get it back, you know, but it is what it is. We're just going to keep it pushing. What else is going on in this world, bro? I feel like some crazy shit's been going on, but it's just too busy. It's just too much. It's like information overload. I don't know if I've talked about this or not, bro, but I'm pretty sure we're just going to be demented by the time we're like 40. I think we're actually already there. I think we're halfway there. And I think we're going to be so demented that it's going to be something that it's just going to hit us hard. And people are not going to know what to do. People are not going to know how to act. They're not going to know anything. And they're just going to be like, wow, we've never faced a tragedy like this. You know, like we gave them way too much information. And they started collapsing left and right. They started to vanish. Their minds, their souls, their energy, everything just vanished. I don't know, man. It's fucking pretty nuts how much shit we think we know as well. How much fucking bullshit's fed to us every fucking day. Yeah. But I'm not even going to bitch about it, bro. It's just what it is, what it is. You know, like, I'm pretty sure I'm just pretty much a schizophrenic at this point. Just worrying about shit I can't control. I'm pretty sure there was extra stuff that I wanted to talk about, but I don't know. I can't think about it. I just got on Instagram, and the first thing I see is a fucking drone. Fucking drone article on, it says drone updates. No national security risk. Okay. Found after 5,000 FBI tips. So 5,000 people reported this to the FBI or whatever. I don't fucking know. And they investigated, of course. And they found that there was no national risk, you know. I don't fucking believe it, bro. I don't fucking know exactly what's going on, dude. I don't believe anything anymore, dude. Like, I can read. I don't even know. I don't even fucking, like, dude, if my fucking, I don't even know, dude. Like, these people with the smart houses and shit, or with a smartphone, you can, like, fucking pretty much AI anybody's voice. I'm pretty sure there's enough shit in my archive for somebody to make a phone call and convince my wife to drive somewhere and just fucking, this is actually a pretty good story to kill my wife, actually, if I could write about that. Like, maybe I killed my wife and then I blamed it on AI, like somebody setting me up, because I podcaster or whatever, you know, they got my fucking voice. That's actually a pretty good bit, like a little bit. Maybe that's already a movie, I don't know. But yeah, dude, somebody could definitely do that, and that would be pretty scary. And fuck it, man. We ball, dog. Like, fuck it, you know? Like, it is what it is, dog. If somebody makes an AI, like, I'm going to be like, okay, what did I do to upset this person, you know? But at the end of the day, bro, like, if I get God, I get God, man. I'm just telling you, I'm strapped up. And I ain't fucking, I love my life. I would never kill myself. Like, let's just put that out there. But at the same time, motherfucker, if you're going to come busting, bro, I'm going to bust back. And I ain't fucking around, bro, because I will bust back. And that's just some cowboy shit, dog. I've always been like that. And I think everyone should be like that. I think every fucking person should be like, dude, if you try to hurt me, I will hurt you. And that doesn't mean that you're just a fucking bully. Like, stand up for yourself, dude. Why is everyone such a fucking pussy, bro? Why can't no one stand up for themselves? Everyone just wants to fucking blame it on this, blame it on that, some traumatic experience. Dude, like, we are all fucked, okay? We are, every single one of us is fucked. So can we just stop it with the fucking labeling and just fucking stand up for ourselves and be like, I got fucked over, this is my situation, you know, if someone tries to get me, I'm gonna try to get them back, or maybe not even get them back, like, as far, like, you know what I'm saying, like, get them back immediately, like, make them known that this is what you get for doing this to me or whatever, you know, like, don't fucking plan it out for months and fucking, like, go after them. That's crazy. I'm like, just do it in the moment. Stand up for yourself in the moment, because if you don't, you're always going to be their bitch, and it's just, it is what it is, forever, always. Or you could just do what my cousin Vinny did. One day, we're driving my grandma's Cadillac. It's a fucking Cadillac DeVille. It was a 1993 Cadillac DeVille, all black, signature status. And it was really nice on the inside. It had nice black leather seats. And we were driving in New Jersey. Me and my cousin Vinny were on the 190. Headed northbound, and we fucking go up to this Italian sub shop, and we go in there for some cold cuts, and we tell the guy, we're like, hey, we're looking for Gerald, is he around? He's like, Gerald, that's my son, what do you want to do with him? And I shit you not, my guy Vinny, my cousin Vinny, he pulls out a fucking shotgun, sawed off shotgun, and he puts a fucking hole in this guy. We didn't even catch his fucking name. I was like, Vinny, what are you doing? You can't just fucking shoot somebody like that and not get their name first. And then I was like, you know what? I'm pretty sure he had a name tag. Let me look. So I looked. This guy, his name was fucking Pa. You know, we killed fucking Pa and we're looking for Gerald. Gerald, you know, as far as we know, we just killed your fucking pops. So we're in there, we're looking for Gerald, and this out comes this fucking scrawny looking little guy. And I just knew that was Gerald, because Gerald, he had been taking that cut. He had been using what he was selling, you know, that's like the number one thing you don't do in the streets. You don't do it, you know. And he was a scrawny little guy, and we had to whack him, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, lucky for us, it was in the back, so it was easy cleanup. We just washed him away. It blends in with the oink oink blood and whatnot, and we just made it go away. Made it go away real easy, and it was nice. It just went down right down the drain. I don't even know what that is, bro. What am I doing? I'm going to get off of here, and I'm going to go to sleep. But yeah, dude, I just wanted to tell everybody that everything is for entertainment, and it's always art, and it's always ideas. It's never real. I don't think anything's real at this point. I'm pretty sure everything is going into a FBI database anyway, so they're probably going to hit me with conspiracy or something one day. They're going to be like, you know what? This guy is crazy, and he's a threat to society, and we're just going to whack him. They're going to be like the Italians. They're just going to whack me. They're not even going to fucking do it face to face. They're just going to fucking whack me. It's going to be like a freak accident. It's going to be crazy. Probably going to be somewhere where I'm not supposed to be. And they're just going to whack me. They're going to come up with some story. You know, oh, he was blowing a fucking tranny behind a dumpster. And that wasn't even me, to be honest. That wasn't even me. And yeah, maybe, okay, the CIA whacked me behind the dumpster at Denny's trying to blow a fucking tranny. But okay, that was me. Okay, yeah, I was there. But the CIA killed me, you know? Like, what? That's the biggest story than me blowing the fucking tranny behind the Denny's. And it is what it is, you know? It is what it is. But yeah, man, I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to go to sleep. I wanted to tell everybody thank you for listening to the Drowning Fish podcast. And for some reason, I'm getting a lot of downloads from Singapore, getting a lot of downloads from D.C., like Washington, D.C., getting a lot of downloads, I'm not even fucking lying, from Hong Kong. And it's pretty fucking scary, because I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm just fucking actually a little terrified, a little bit, just a little bit. Hey, I'm actually a little upset, because fucking people that are important, maybe in high status, listen to this shit, and they're just like, yeah, we got to get this guy off of here, man. Like, maybe he's on to something, you know? I don't fucking know. Maybe I think I am, but I'm actually not. I'm just saying some crazy, kooky shit, and I'm on here, and I'm fucking saying some really conspiracy Alex Jones stuff, you know? You know what? That guy Alex Jones, he's really not wrong. You know, he was wrong about that Sandy Hook thing, but other than that, I mean, the frogs were gay and all that. That was really cool stuff, by the way. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm not right, but I'm also not wrong. You know, I'm not wrong, and I know I'm not wrong. There's something going on. I feel like Russell Brand right now, bro. Every time I read a fucking Russell Brand, every time I'm like surfing the web or whatever, you know, I'm on Instagram, I'm on X, and I'm on the internet, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing like Russell Brand shit, and I'm just like, oh God. And I've listened to Russell Brand in the past. I'm just like, dude, this guy's a bit much, you know? And that accent just kind of does it a little bit for me. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I'm just like, dude, I can't take you fucking serious, bro. Like, I'm sorry, bro. I love him. I'm sure a lot of his content's amazing. It's just the accent's killing me, dog. I can't do it. I just can't fucking do the Russell Brand accent, bro. Like, it's really hard. And it's actually something that I'd love to master, you know? One day I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to do a whole episode in the Russell Brand accent, and it's going to be phenomenal. And now that I've said that, I'm going to want to do it next podcast, but it's not going to be real. Like, it's not even going to be possible, but I'll try. And I just can't listen to that shit, man. It hurts my ears a little bit. I'm just like, God damn, dude. Like, it's like he's biting on a chalk. It's like he wants to fucking, It's just like, he can't wait to tell you something, you know? I'm just like, God damn, dude, shut the fuck up, bro. Just shut your fucking mouth. Russell Brand, he doesn't even breathe. I don't even know how he does it, dude. I just had to take a breath because I was like, you're being a little bit too much, buddy. You need to settle down. But yeah, Russell Brand, I've listened to his stuff. And every time I read a thumbnail, it's something fucking crazy. It's like, aliens are here. Crazy shit, bro. And Alex Jones kind of does the same. And I respect the hustle, but I don't like doing that shit. I like putting like dumb fucking titles in my fucking shit. I used to do that. And I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna, not that I was like, yeah, actually I did do it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I did. I have done that in the past. But now I'm just like realizing that how cheesy, it's not even cheesy. Like I get, I respect it, but I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do that. I think it's, I just want to say crazy shit and get on here and get off. And then we can call it whatever it is after that, you know, kookiness or something. The Kooky Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Kooky Podcast. Oh, I like Kooky. Do you like Kooky? Come get Kooky, daddy. Daddy, I want cookie. I want the fucking cookie. Give me your cookie right now. I like the drowning fish cookie. The drowning fish cookie. I like the drowning fish cookie. The drowning fish cookie. The drowning fish cookie. The drowning fish fucking cookie. I like the drowning fish cookie guy. That guy is a cookie guy. That guy is a fucking kooky guy. And he tells it how it is. He tells it how it is. That guy is a fucking kooky guy. And I tell you what it is. You can come to my hut anytime you want. He's a kooky guy. He knows what he's talking about. That guy is a kooky guy. He knows he has a Drowning Fish Kooky Podcast. And it's really good. It's really kooky. Really fucking kooky. The little podcast that he does is really fucking kooky. And then you got your fucking Asians. I don't fucking even know fucking how Asians are. Dude, I can't do a fucking Asian accent. And that's racist, right? No, it's not. Because it's funny. Yeah, dude, I'm tired of people. Tired of people be like, that's racist. Shut your fucking mouth, dog. You know what's racist? Seeing somebody strung up for the color of their skin. That's fucking racist, dog. I'm like, God damn, that's racist and that's murder and that's evil and it's sinister. Like, that's actually racist. Somebody saying something about somebody's nationality or fucking stereotype, that's not racism, dog. That's just some bullshit. That's just some funny stuff, all right? Let's just fucking get over it, dog. The faster we get over that shit, the quicker we can move on with real shit that matters, man. Real, actual, meaningful shit. Like your credit score. What's your goddamn credit score? I want to know. Is your credit score better than mine? My credit score is better than yours. I'll tell you what. I had a real nice guy calm down. And he fixed my credit score right there in front of me. Can't do a Jewish accent. I'm really trying. Hold on. I got to get a swig. How do Jews talk? What's going on? Sorry, I'm fucking, you're getting it live here, everybody. You're getting it live. I just gotta, hell yeah, let's fucking go. So I'm texting my wife. It's 2:25 a.m. We've actually been trying to get our son a little bit off the Kendamil, his fucking, what's it called? His food or whatever, you know. It's just his food or whatever. I really don't know what it's called. I just buy it. something for his goat milk or whatnot, you know, for his fucking tummy. But yeah, my wife was just texting me up there, and she was telling me, hey, we just got the Kinder Mill. It was out of stock. Now it's in stock, and I just got the notification for it. It came through, and I was like, hey, did you get it? And she was like, yeah. I was like, hell yeah, let's fucking go. And that's what that was, and that's what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, I was like, hey, did you get the Kinder Mill? She was like, yeah, I got the Kinder Mill. And I was like, hey, you're live on here now. You're live on here. What do you got to say? And she said, hell yeah, it's a motherfucking celebration. And I was like, yeah, it is, sweetheart. Then I went upstairs and I beat the fuck out of her because she fucking didn't clean the stove. And now I'm just, I don't know how to feel, you know. I don't know if I should feel happy, if I should feel sad. All right, everybody, I'm going to get off of here. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you, everybody, tuning. If you don't, listen, let me tell you something, bro. And I really mean when I say this. I really actually fucking mean it. So I need you to actually pay attention for once in your goddamn stupid goddamn Neanderthal life that you have. You're poor and life fucking sucks. Listen to me. I'm telling you. Share this fucking podcast with everybody you know and tell them that I am going to become the next president of the United States one day, and I am going to be the best to ever do it. Because I can't wait to get in there, man. I can't wait to tell people that we're actually all retarded. All of us, we're chimps. Every single one of us, we're actually really fucking stupid. None of us were right. We're on a wrong trajectory. Like, everything that we have built is basically a stage. It's basically a hierarchy. It's a ladder. And if you're not here, you're there. And if you're not there, you're low. And you got to climb it. At the end of the day, you got to play the fucking game. Because if not, you're going to be left behind. And that's just the game it is. You know, that's just a bullshit game. And I think when people finally realize the fucking craziness of it, they're going to be like, okay, actually, it's pretty nutty. And this guy might be telling us the truth. Who fucking knows, dude? I might be a fucking... That guy is a cookie guy. He has a cookie podcast. Cookie monster. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Share this with your grandma. Because I know your grandma's watching Fox News, bro. And I'm pretty damn close, man. I'm pretty damn close to getting to Fox News. I'm pretty sure my ratings are better than Fox News and CNN combined. Yeah, dude. I appreciate you all. Tune in to the next one. Because I'm actually going to blow my head off on the next one. Can you believe it? That's crazy. I can't fucking wait, man. It's going to be such a good one. Yeah, dude. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. I'm going to leave the bloopers in because it's real life and I don't give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck anymore, man. It's crazy how I don't really give a fuck. And somehow this thing keeps growing a little bit. It's not like a billion followers or whatever, but there are some people that do listen to this and I'm just wondering why. I'm wondering what the fuck is keeping them around. And I think it's funny. And I think that those people are actually clinically might be insane a little bit. I don't fucking know. You're actually crazy. Hey, dude, do it. That crazy thing you were thinking about doing? Do it, bro. Fucking do it, man. Just fucking do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do that crazy thing that's been inside your fucking skull. Do it, bro. What's the matter, man? You scared? Oh, dude, you don't fucking... You're such a pussy, bro. You're such a fucking pussy. You won't even do it. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Please, for the love of God, just do it.